In Audio presents In Flanders Fields and Other Poems About War by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae and Wilfred Owen. Narrated by Ralph Cosham. Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, a Canadian brigade surgeon during World War I, wrote what is probably the most famous poem about war, In Flanders Fields, less than 2 weeks after the Second Battle of Ypres. The day after that battle, he wrote a letter to his mother. Friday, April 23rd, 1915. As we moved up last evening, there was heavy firing about 4:30 on our left, the hour at which the general attack with gas was made when the French line broke. We could see the shells bursting over Ypres, and in a small village to our left, meeting a general of one of the divisions, he ordered us to halt for orders. We sent forward notifications to our headquarters and sent out orderlies to get in touch with the batteries of the farther forward brigades already in action. The story of these guns will be read elsewhere. They had a tough time, but got away safely and did wonderful service. One battery fired in two opposite directions at once, and both batteries fired at point-blank, open sights, at the Germans in the open. They were at times quite without infantry on their front, for their position was behind the French to the left of the British line. As we sat on the road, we began to see the French stragglers, men without arms, wounded men, teams, wagons, civilians, refugees, some by the roads, some across country, all talking, shouting, the very picture of debacle. I must say they were the tag-enders of a fighting line rather than the line itself. They streamed on, and shouted to us scraps of not too